This is my thought for today. I like me. I like myself. I like the person that I am. I like the things that I do. I like the people that I surround myself with, that I create around me. I like all my life. I am very happy. And when people come up to me with problems and they try to make me feel guilty about their problems, it doesn't bother me. I just say, this is how I would handle it if I were facing such a problem. And if they don't want to pay any attention, then I just tell them the next time they come, this is how I'd handle it if I were facing that problem. And they say, well, it doesn't work that way. I say, oh, yes, it does. Have you been listening to my Tao healing prayer? You know, I was talking about neighbors and how neighbors can be just terrible. And somebody's got to start putting the new cause in motion. I have perfect neighbors. And then, as you put it in your consciousness, then the condition just sort of blossoms all by itself. Now, I don't call myself a sower, reaper, harvester, or whatever. I don't call myself somebody who goes out and plants seeds and things. But I am constantly throwing out good ideas, planting seeds, you might say. And as I walk around the world planting these seeds, I'm not superior to anybody else or better than anybody else. I'm just me. But I plant the seeds. And I plant the seeds of love and harmony and peace and right action and truth and goodness wherever I go. And I say that to everybody. Now, a lot of people don't want to believe me. And I say to them, well, if you don't believe what I believe or what I teach or what I am, then find somebody else who you can believe. You know, that's okay. It doesn't bother me that you don't believe in me. I believe in me. So, we talked about Joseph yesterday being in prison and being in a wheelchair and somebody striking him and he hit back. And he shouldn't have done that, because what he did was he didn't show that he was a master. He was just an ordinary rowdy that was looking for a brawl, you know. And he created that person coming to strike him so he'd have a little more excitement, you know. And really, that's what he did. And it's stupid, but that's what we do. Now, we can say, no, we didn't. I didn't create that person coming and hitting me. I didn't create that. Well, you sure did. You sure did. Because you have anxiety in your heart over the things you're going through and over your challenges and so forth. And that anxiety in your heart is causing you to bring all sorts of nonsense into your world. Now, we have Sylvia working here on campus. And I told all of you that Anita and B should go over to Art's house and pick up the vegetables, and that Sylvia should stay during her work hours and work over on the gist and other things that she's doing and not go over there. When it's not her work hours, she can go over there all she likes, but on work hours, no. And so, what did Sylvia do? Sylvia announced, I'm going over there during work hours, and I'm going to get their vegetables, I'm going to get their things that were supposed to be picked up, and I'm going to go and do it. I am going to go and do it. I am going during work hours. Now, she thought that was a slap in my face. Well, that was a slap in her face, for I'm the one who's supposed to give the instructions, and she's the one who's followed them. And if she doesn't want to follow my instructions, then I'm not giving her instructions. I cannot give instructions to someone who doesn't follow them. I can speak the instructions, but if somebody doesn't follow them, that's their business. Now, Ellen has a granddaughter who came here and said that she had a hurt shoulder and that she couldn't play tennis anymore. But she didn't say anything more about the shoulder all the time she was here. We blessed her, and we saw her shoulder whole and perfect, and we saw her. And she was. She went around here acting whole and perfect and hugging and loving and lifting and doing all the things that a person who is normal does. And then as soon as she got home, then she was back in her mommy's arms. Oh, mommy, I'm hurting. Oh, mommy. And so little by little, she had to go and have something done for her shoulder. Now, the shoulder was whole and perfect, but she needed the shoulder so that she could keep herself from playing tennis, which she wanted to stop now, and she had to have a reason to quit playing tennis because she's exquisite at playing tennis, and she had to have her mommy and daddy love her, because her mommy and daddy are very lovable people, but they're not demonstrative. They show a lot of hugging, a lot of holding, but it's not deep. It's only on the surface, and that's unfortunate. Many of us are that same way. We hug on the surface, and when we hug on the surface, we never get any depth. We never get any inner feeling of belonging, inner feeling that that's my family and that's my world. Here at the monastery, we do our Om every morning, and the hugs that I get are hugs of magic hugs. I've got to hug you. I've got to hold you. I've got to do this. But not, I love to hold you. I love to do this. It's the tension. It's the panic of doing it. And you see, when people hug me like that, I think to myself, my, you don't really like to hug, do you? I always use as my example Irene. Irene is a hugger and kisser par excellence. Now, Irene knows how to do it. Now, it doesn't matter that she's a woman. It doesn't matter that she's a nurse. It doesn't matter that she has had sexual experiences. It doesn't matter anything. The only thing that matters is that Irene, when she enters into a group, she just absolutely loves herself. And so that love that she has for herself, she shines out around on everybody else. And you see, it's an art, really. It's something she has trained herself to do. And she does it exquisitely well. Now, many of the rest of us would love to love that same way. Mm-hmm. We'd love to be able to kiss the way she does, Yeah. And have it be such a gentle, tender, loving kiss that is so sensitive, that really means something, and not just just a schluck on the cheeks. Yeah. And people who are afraid to kiss on the lips, they shouldn't be in our group. If they feel that they have some disease that they're going to spread to us, they sure better know that they're not going to get any from us. We don't know what diseases are, and I don't intend for any of us to ever know what diseases are, unless you want to, and then that would be the day that you were leaving. Because if you want to live a different life than what we live here, in our original purity and integrity, whole and perfect, then go away. Go away, I don't care. I'm not running the university campus for any reason except to be myself and have fun. And if anybody comes here with a bitch or a gripe, they leave it outside. They leave it outside. And if they carry it in their hearts here, I don't even know it. I'm blind to all of their bitches and gripes. I'm totally aware of all their happiness, of all their joy, of all their delight. And if somebody ever says, I've had it up to here. Now, I know what they've had it up to here with. And it's not me. It's not me. I know that. And it's not any of you. I know that. And I know who it is. And they like to put the blame on somebody else, and they can't do it because it doesn't fit. Now, just remember, if you ever have it up to here for any reason, then it's because you yourself have lost sight of where you're going. Now, where are you going?
Inside.
To be myself and have fun, right inside of me. I'm going right inside of me to be myself. And if I ever am unhappy about anybody or anything, it's because I'm not happy with myself. And it is a terribly important thing to really take responsibility for that. Now, again, this is what life's all about. Life is all about making a decision. Anybody who comes here to campus to have it up to here. So they can just be overloaded and then finally say to themselves, what am I upset about? I know that this is what's happening here, so what am I upset about? Relax. Just don't get all uptight about what I'm told to do and what I'm told not to do and how I'm told to do it and so on. Relax, 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 It's not worth it. So, from this meal forward, the five-star restaurant has closed. And what has opened is the family-style restaurant.
Yes.
And at every meal, we'll put all the food on the table, and you take what portion you want, it doesn't matter. And from this meal forward, we'll have our Lazy Susan loaded with goodies, you know, whatever. And we'll have another sideboard on two sides of the table. So that if we want to set things there, we can have them in reach. Nobody's got to get up. We're all sitting down, eating at the same time, enjoying at the same time. And now that's the next step. Mm-hmm. And so this little typing table here works just fine for one little buffet. And we're going to have another one on the other side for another little buffet, two of them. And then we put there the extra things that don't fit, you know, like the whatever doesn't fit. Yeah. And then Ellen is not allowed to stand while she cooks. She must sit down and cook while she's sitting at the table and have her little cookery right on the thing next to her. So Ellen is not going to make anything for the next time until I say we'll do something different. Might be a week, a month, or a year. So Ellen will not cook anything that has to be cooked on a big stove in the kitchen.
Yeah.
If it does, it'll be done ahead of time. And by the time we eat at the table, everything will be ready. And we'll have our little hot plate here to keep it warm and nice. And everything will be perfect. But Ellen, when we say we're going to eat at 6, we eat at 6. When we eat at noon, we eat at noon. We eat it at 8 for breakfast, we eat at breakfast at 8. Now, there's no preparing after the hour of 8. After the hour of 8, everything is out and ready. And there's no more preparation by anybody. And if anybody forgot it, that's too bad. That's too bad. And Ingeborg, if you want something special and you forgot it to put it on the table, that's too bad. You'll remember it the next time. Okay? But no getting up. No getting up for peeing or shitting. No getting up for answering telephone. No getting up for anything. The hour that we eat is sacred. And it's a time of sharing and nothing bothers us. And the dogs are chained to the table or to the post or something where they cannot go running around because we want to keep it beautiful. And Brian is welcome here at 9 sharp, you know, but not before.
Okay.
And nothing disturbs us during our meals. If anybody comes, we have a note on the door, we're eating, we'll be done at 9, you know, and stuff like that. But you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that our time together, eating together, is so precious. It is so beautiful. It's so family-ish, you know. Do you remember eating with your family?
Yes.
Do you remember eating with your family?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. You remember eating with your family? More or less.
Yeah.
Your mother ate on the counter, didn't she?
No.
Your mother ate at the table?
Meantime was that she was free. Then grandmas have prepared everything.
Did you eat at the table?
Yes, at the table.
Did you all sit around the table?
Yes.
Yeah. You all sat around the table.
Yes.
And what did you eat while you sat around the table? Food, right?
Food.
Did mom or did grandma get up and bring more things to the table, or was it all put on the table and you all sat down and said, "Thank you, God. The food has arrived." And food is healthy for my body and it's filled with love. And then you dug in. Yeah. Now, you see, this is what we're going to do now. I mean, we always are open for, we're not open necessarily, but we always have changes because I like changes. And I get bugs and ideas and thoughts and I say, well, let's go. Let's do it, you know. And so we do it. And we do have fun. And if anybody who comes to campus doesn't feel it is the most fun place in the world, it's because they're taking it too serious. You know, they're just taking it too serious. Because we can laugh, we can sing, we can cry, and we can do all sorts of things here. But of all things, we don't take ourselves too serious. Yes. I think that's about it. Have a lovely morning, and know that I bless you and I love you. And I am myself and I have fun. I am myself and I have fun at every turn. I am myself and I have fun, and I don't have much to learn. Yippee-yay, yippee-yo, yippee-yay, yippee-yo, ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho. Yippee-yay, yippee-yo, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.